kill the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Hour of Hope, Super Bowl Sunday edition. That's right, I'm your host, Dr. Matthew Broman. I'm the pastor of Safe Harbor Church, and I'm just so glad you're with me on this wonderful Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to be having some fun music today from the NFL Gospel Choir. That's right, a group of mostly former NFL players. They perform gospel music every year around the Super Bowl. They do it other times. And I found some of their music online. It's quite good. They're amazing singers, as they were athletes. So I hope you enjoy those, and let's get this kicked off. I also have some testimonies of the Chiefs and the Eagles, and they'll be Spurs. They'll be put through there. I'm also just a lot of stuff today. I hope you enjoy this special edition of Hour of Hope, the Super Bowl edition. Let's pray. Father, bless this time. Pray you'd encourage everybody. Thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah. Hey, Jalen's here. Matt Forte here with Sports Spectrum. I talked to Pastor Ted about you. He mentioned specifically spiritual growth. How have you grown this year spiritually in your faith in Jesus?
I think my faith has always been a part of me where I've always wanted to root myself in that and keep him in the center of my life and everything that I do. And so, you know, through the highs and the lows, he's greater than all of them. And that's something that I can always acknowledge. And in the failed clutch of circumstance, I can always lean on and remember. And so that's something that we all should probably take note of and take lesson of.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, you know, I know the Bible 100 like in and out. It's something I'm learning. I'm challenging myself to get better at. With my family and my friends, it's really lucky that my agent, he's a pastor, and I'm able to have Bible studies with him. But just growing, and I think that's the beautiful thing about it. And I think that's what religion and faith is having a relationship with God and understanding who Jesus is. And that's what I've been trying to do this year, and I'm gonna continue to try to get better at it. But my faith is everything. And
there's been a lot of your teammates who have been outspoken about their faith, but is there someone specific who has really poured into you spiritually this year?
Paris Campbell, you know, he has a podcast with his wife where they talk about faith and just relationships and everything. So it's different people. Jalen's always saying a verse, a Bible verse, something like that. And BG, we have Bible study. We have a Bible.
Feels like study hall.
Yeah, right, it feels like it. But we have a Bible study every Wednesday. So Pastor Ted, N'Kobe Dean, it's just a whole bunch of Chuck, Mo. Like, it's a lot of guys. It's a lot of people on this team who are very outspoken, like you said. And just, you know, it's a long season. We're always around each other. So, you know, eventually you just get to talking about faith and your stories and everything like that.
You can't, as a Christian man or woman, you can't be afraid to talk to the media and put it out that you're a man of God or a woman of God. You know, sometimes you might see people that aren't sure if they should say it to the media, but you can't be like that. You got to, you know, really speak out about his glory and really praise his name.
I want to know about Jesus. Who is Jesus Christ to Oren Burks?
Yeah, he's everything. He's everything. I feel like he guides every decision that I make, and he has a love that's so forgiving. You know, all my shortfalls, I know that he's there, and he believes in me, he trusts me, and it's just a weight lifted off your shoulder when you know you have that power.
Throughout any adversity, I know I'm nothing without him, man. And I feel like it doesn't get any more simpler than that. Just continue to lean on him no matter what adversity I'm going to go through. And I know that the Lord's gone through. He's gone through every single adversity that I could ever go through, you know, and he's dominated it. So, yeah.
I love that.
Truly am blessed. It's one of those things when you look at the year and the ups and downs of the year and just really the ministry I've been able to have in our running back room has been unbelievable. And like I said, none of this happens without our Lord Jesus and our Savior. And the fact that I'm at the Super Bowl for a second time, it still blows my mind. It's just unbelievable. But I know I wouldn't be here. None of us would be here if it wasn't for him and the things that he's done to help lead me this way.
Yeah, I think it's in a lot of ways it's a you know, what happened, you know, in the draft where I, you know, fall into the second round, you know, getting drafted by the Eagles. You know, I think it's a blessing in disguise, you know, on that day. Being able to play for such a great organization, a great city, the fans, you know, that they've supported us the whole way. You know, so it truly is a blessing, you know, just to be here and, you know, be able to play on the biggest stage.
Oh, it's been quite a journey. I mean, I was baptized back in college, and then, you know, I had a big life change. I actually retired from football in college, had a bunch of concussions, and so that kind of helped me on my journey on the way back to, you know, playing football and then, you know, just facilitating my way through these first few years. So it's been really important. I try to keep it close to me, and you know, it's been really good.
Tell me about Jesus. Who is he to you, Will Shipley?
Yeah, he's everything to me. He plays a role in every decision I make in my life. And, you know, I thank my parents for raising me to always put God first. You know, we have a priority list. God first, family second. It was academics third. You know, now I don't have to worry about that. Now it's football. You know, and then social life comes after that. So, like I said, so grateful to have parents who instilled that in me. And, you know, he's everything to me.
Yeah, and you know, academics, you're still learning. You're still lifelong learning.
Right.
But
watching film, as you know.
Yeah, exactly. But also the word of God. So when it comes to your faith, in football season, there's obviously a lot of ups and downs. What is the Lord teaching you right now?
Patience, for sure. You know, throughout my whole career, even dating back to high school, you know, I played varsity my freshman year, got thrown in there at Clemson. you know, was starting by game four, and now I get drafted into an organization under the best running back in the league, you know, and it's been nothing short of amazing. And just learning from him and not having a negative perspective on it, you know, being able to understand that God ordains everything for what I need to do. He's created that path for me to walk down, so appreciating that. And, you know, I'd say I'm pretty spoiled to be where I'm at right now, so just very appreciative.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Players Choir, featuring Donnie McClurkin and Melvin Crispell III.
Come on, get up, get up! Hey, Jesus, you're my Lord.
Your name.
I wonder if those guys, when they tackled people, they also sang to them or praised them. That was amazing. Those are NFL players or former NFL players. Those guys can sing. Did you hear the testimony of the Philadelphia Eagles and how they praise God? Another player that I was struck with was Lamar Jackson. He plays for the Baltimore Ravens, and I'm not a big fan because I'm a Chiefs fan, but I definitely am a fan of his faith. Listen to when he won one of the NFL MVP awards the previous years. Powerful testimony, a little more of a different year of the NFL Players Choir.
Check out what two-time NFL MVP Lamar Jackson said about Jesus when receiving his award.
First and foremost, you know, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, without him, nothing is possible. I want to thank my organization, you know, Baltimore Ravens for...
Yesterday. don't know just where this road is going to lead you. All I know is where we've been and what we've been through. If it gets me through tomorrow, I hope it's worth all the pain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
And I'll take
Who is Jesus to you?
Jesus is my Lord and Savior. It's someone that I look up to every single day to decide what I want to do with my life and how I want to live my life. And so Jesus is everything to me at the end of the day. But I always lean on Acts 27-12 about a boy named Eutychus and his faith and him listening to a sermon and falling and dying and coming back to life. And it just spoke to me at that moment of how I need to live my life and how I need to be fully invested in God.
The more you read, the more you understand, and you go back, you know, and I think honestly starting your day in God's Word is the most important thing. And it certainly has proven to be in my life. You know, when you get away from it, you get busy, we all do it, right? And it doesn't take long before you go, I need to get back in and I need to read more and understand. And, you know, very thankful, though. I mean, it's been a long season, but very grateful to have the opportunity to do this again. And, you know, God's Word tells us it'll never leave us or forsake us, and grateful that that stands true in all times.
I'm always telling my mom, thank you for telling me to go to Vacation Bible School when you learn. And when you're growing up in the church, man, the good things happen for you. And, you know, I give all the glory to God and the world. He's the one that got me to where I'm at now, and I'm just continuing to walk by faith.
I mean, it's special. It's a platform, and honestly, this game, something I don't take for granted. You know, being in the league 9 years and being here one other time, some guys play their whole career and don't get this chance. So it's something I don't take for granted, and it's definitely a platform I feel God's given me and other guys to make sure that people use it to spread his name, make him famous. And again, life's not all about us.
One thing he's really been pressing in on me is the pursuit of holiness, like as his church, like truly pursuing holiness. Like we're washed in the blood of Christ, obviously. And so we stand righteous before him, but like the pursuit of holiness and being a holy people, like I just want Kansas City, I want our country to like experience more of his presence. And I think obedience and pursuit of him might be the missing ingredient we are to experiencing revival here.
Being at this high of a level, it's so easy to get lost in everything that's going on in the world. But just for me, like getting hurt and having faith in God, talking to him, finding a way for him to lead me through the depressing times I was in life, I think it's big. And I lead by faith. I try to walk by it, and I try to just lead for example for the younger kids and the kids that I grew up with.
Every day before the game, we hold a chapel that guys show up to and get to hear the good word, get to get some prayer in, and it just allows me, you know, to not only share my faith with other people, but with the people around me.
You know, if you live through Christ and you have Christ as your foundation, then this stuff doesn't matter. You know, people calling your name and this and that, you know, it doesn't faze you. It doesn't matter, because once you lose, you know, the game, lose football, then you know you still have your identity, and your identity is Christ. So, you know, this football stuff, it doesn't mean anything. You know, it's just a game.
I think we just have a very Christian team. Obviously, saying you were talking to Gracie, and she's very involved with Marcellus, and she's a strong Christian herself. But, you know, Coach Reed leads and Our Father after every game. We pray as a team before the game. Marcellus is very involved. So the more Jesus, the better.
That was the Kansas City Chiefs, and you heard the Philadelphia Eagles earlier. There are just a lot of players who have a personal faith in Jesus Christ, and I hope that you do. Normally on our program, we do a Bible study, and I've been doing John and different ones, did some book summaries. Well, on today's program, I'm going to let you just hear the word for yourself. I read 1 John, not the Gospel of John, 1 John, one of the letters. I read it from first chapter to the fifth chapter, read it through, and I want you to hear the reading because I think it will really encourage you. So here is 1 John from the King James Version, and I'm reading it.
Open the Bible to 1 John chapter 1.
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and shew unto you
that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us.
That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
Chapter 2.
My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness, even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you.
For his name's sake, I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I've written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you,
young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us.
For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us.
But we have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us, by the Spirit which he hath given us. Chapter 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and every one that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Chapter 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and every one that loveth him that begot
loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive this witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he is believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life. For them that sin not unto death, there is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourself from idols. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. This has been the Hour of Hope Super Bowl Edition. I'm your host, Dr. Matthew Broman. We've listened to the Gospel Choir. It's a group of former NFL players. I don't think there's too many current on it, who sing gospel music as a choir every year. There, we've listened to many, many testimonies of real players playing today in the game. I want to tell you my favorite NFL player. It would be the Kansas City Chiefs mascot, who I've personally known. He's been damn near, he's been the mascot for 35 years. And he's that big Chiefs wolf, and he's been telling people about Jesus. Just an amazing guy, funny guy. He said he doesn't have to be in shape, so in shape. He did a people interview, but he said something to the fact, I've just got to be able to carry around the 30-pound fur for about 2.5 to 3 hours. Anyway, have a good day. Be safe out there. And, of course, you're not shocked. I'm saying go Chiefs, three-peat. Have a good day. Remember to trust Jesus Christ. We're going to finish off with more NFL players expressing to you why
You should believe in Jesus. And then it will complete this episode with another version of one of the past NFL Players Choir performances. Have a great week. Go Chiefs. And remember to trust Jesus. This is Pastor Matthew for Hour of Hope. Bye.
Why Jesus? Why would somebody say yes to Jesus?
Because it's a gift. It's a gift. And if you're hearing the gospel, you just have to accept it. Because it's a free and it's an open gift that he gave. It's a relationship. You don't have to do anything to take that gift. And then when you do take it, it just starts to transform your life from the inside out.
So, someone that's on the fence with the whole idea of Jesus, what would you say to that individual? Why Jesus?
At the end of the day, he's the only way. He's the only way. He's the truth and the life. And there's a lot of other religions that will tell you to do. And Jesus says it's done. You know, Jesus says it's done. He's already done it for us by dying on that cross, which allows us to live freely, live with that peace that we've been talking about, and ultimately just give our life to him.
You know, I would say because anyone that follows Jesus and follows his word, I think they see an increase in their way of life. You know, you could be going through the worst adversity you face, but if you turn to him and you understand his teachings, you're going to see an increase in the way that you live your life.
And easy two words is that he's better. You know, Jesus is better than football. Jesus is better than anything else you have going on in your life. He's just a better king, a better leader, and he loves you more than you could possibly imagine.
A lot of people look at Christianity like you have to be holy to be in it. But come as you are, and Christianity is for the unholy. And and Jesus makes you holy. He clothes you in righteousness. So, yeah, that's why. Because it's for the imperfect, and we're all imperfect.
If somebody's on the fence of this whole idea of Jesus, why Jesus?
What he did for our sins is something that I will always, always be in debt of.
Regardless of where you're at in your life, you know, the fact that God came down, took on flesh, and died for our sins, I think that's the biggest thing that I, you know, take away and I hold near and dear to my heart every day when I go out and I make decisions for my family, when I play football. If God can do that, you know what I mean, then, you know, I can go out there and try to be the best that I possibly can in glorifying him and everything.
He made the ultimate sacrifice for us. You know, he had his son die on the cross for our sins. He didn't have to do that. That shows, like, the type of love that he has for us.
Why Jesus?
You know, looking at his example, you just feel so very overwhelmed with gratitude, right? For who he was, what he did, and who he still is. And just so very thankful for all those in my life that have had an impact on me and continue, and we're ever growing, right? I mean, we're instructed to grow in the knowledge of grace and continue to grow as we walk in this life. And that's what comes to mind.
But Jesus said, these two things will allow you the keys to heaven. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Men and women, if you do those two things, you will be experiencing and also passing out Jesus' love. So those two things, seeking first the kingdom of God and loving your neighbor as yourself. And one unique thing about loving your neighbor as yourself, how you gonna love your neighbor if you don't love yourself? Love it, bro.
And you know, it doesn't matter what your life may look like right now. I know the power of Jesus Christ, and I know who my Lord is, and he has the power to change any moment, any situation, anything. And at the end of the day, he wants us to all come home with him at the end of the day. And you know,
the NFL Players Choir has been a highlight of the Super Bowl gospel celebration for years. We are thrilled to have a few members of the choir here today to give you a sneak peek of their amazing talent. Here to perform are some amazing guys, former players, Ulrich Johnson, Terrence Stevens, Cameron Newton, and Brian Scott.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. My name is Brian Scott, and I'm a former Atlanta Falcon. I got down here in 2003, and I'm joined here by my buddies, Cameron Newton, the original Cam Newton, by the way. Everyone's always like, wait a minute, that doesn't look like the tall cam that played for the Panthers, but he actually played for Atlanta and the Panthers. And then Terry Stevens, Cincinnati Bengals, and then my man right here, Ulrich Johnson, the New England Patriots. And just thank you for having us. You know, the NFL Super Bowl Gospel Celebration is something that we've been taking part in, and it really means a lot because it provides a platform for us to come together and be vulnerable and stand together. I know a lot of times in the media that NFL players are kind of casted in a bad light, but there are some really good, strong, faith-driven men that are in the league, and this kind of gives us that platform to stand together. All right, we're going to give you guys just a taste, so y'all can come back, all right? Come back, buy your tickets if you do. All right, here we go.
You're going to see if the room go pick us up.
Okay. I was born by the river, in a little tent, yeah, just like that river ride, running ever since. It's been a long,
long time coming,
long time coming, but I know change gon' come.
Oh, yes it will.
See, I like this version right here because I made it up and said seven. Then I go, y'all can snap to, that's all right, to my brother.
So I got down, home.